Ilhan Omar rips journalist who reported on doxxed Freedom Convoy donors. By Paul Bois on February 16, 2022. Even Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, has called out a journalist who reported on the doxxed donors who contributed to the Canadian Freedom Convoy. This past Sunday, the Christian crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo had its data reportedly hacked to reveal the names of donors supporting the truckers protesting the vaccine mandate. Once the names were publicly leaked, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, reportedly began to harass people on this list. On Tuesday, Breitbart News received the following email that an Ottawa-based Canadian received from CBC Ottawa's David Fraser and Guy Quenville titled, CBC Ottawa Interview Request, Donating to Freedom Convoy Protest in Ottawa. Good morning. This is David Fraser and Guy Quenville from CBC Ottawa. We're working on a story about the people who allegedly contributed funds through GiveSendGo to the ongoing Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa, according to the public release of hacked data from the site. We're reaching out to you because your name and information appeared on the list, and we're interested in interviewing you both about why you may have donated to the cause, but also how you feel about having had your personal information leaked. We should stress, we are not automatically identifying anyone by name in our story. We need to verify with people that they indeed contributed, as a first step. The second step is seeing if people will share their story with us. If you're interested, please write us back as soon as possible. Many other Canadians reported receiving similar emails as various Canadian journalists began to publicly share the list, with THW Washington Post writing a lengthy thread singling out the biggest donor and a map showing where the donations came from in the U.S., according to Fox News. When Ottawa Citizen editor Allison Ma shared an article from reporter Blair Crawford about a cafe owner who regretted donating $250 to the convoy after being contacted by the media, squad member Ilhan Omar publicly agreed that it was a bridge too far. I failed to see why any journalist felt the need to report on a shop owner making such an insignificant donation rather than to get them harassed, Omar wrote. It's unconscionable and journalists need to do better. Conservatives were baffled that Ilhan Omar agreed with them.